listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Danica Ellis. This is episode number 443.5, and today I'm going to be talking about two of my favorite backlist reads of the year. So now that we're into December, it's a natural time to look back on the year. So of course, I've been thinking about my reading year, and this is, I think, the best reading year I've ever had. At least it's the most I've read in a year since I started keeping track. I've read over 120 books so far, hoping to knock out a few more before January. And usually I read about 100, but this is well above that. And I haven't done that since I started book blogging. That was when my reading really skyrocketed. And it's been really nice. I don't really know why I've been reading more this year. I read a lot of comics and other short reads, but I don't think any more so than usual. I don't feel like I really had a big project I was reading for. So I don't know why it's been such a good reading year, at least in terms of raw numbers. But I'm really happy with it, especially because 2020 was a really bad reading year for me and actually made me kind of lose touch with why I like reading. So it's been nice to see that I seem to have fully recovered from that, and I am finding more joy in reading again. I'm finding it easier to read because I always feel better when I am reading more, but I don't necessarily reach for a book when I'm not feeling great. I tend to go for videos, you know, watching a lot of YouTube when I feel like I need a break. So that is a positive sign. I haven't looked at my average ratings. I'm not sure if I read more 5-star books than usual or less because I've been reading more, but I did read a ton of books that I really loved. I put together my best of list for the newsletter, Our Queer Shelves. You can check that out if you're interested. And my just first draft short list of my favorites of the year was over 20 books. So I feel like that's a pretty good sign if I have at least 20 books that I am happy to recommend and that I'm still thinking about long after I finish reading. So yes, I've had a very good reading year. A lot of that was front list. I read a lot of front list for all the books, and also because I get sent ARCs between Our Queer Shelves and The Lesbury, my sapphic book blog. So I tend to read a ton of books coming out the same year, even though I love backlist. There's so many great books that have come out previous to this, but it's just sort of the nature of the work that I tend to read a lot of front list. So I wanted to talk about two of my favorite backlist books that I read this year. And one of them is actually my favorite book I read this year, period. So definitely, I still love backlist books. I just don't always prioritize them the way that I want to. And before jumping into that, I want to talk about TBR. So as you might have heard, TBR now has a paperback level. Whether you hate carrying around bulky hardcovers, you're on a budget, or you just want a wider range of recommendations, or all of the above, you can now get a paperback subscription from TBR, curated just for you by one of our bibliologists. You can also gift it because the holidays are coming. Top tip, TBR is an excellent gift for when you realize that you forgot to give someone a gift and you're running out of time. You can get a TBR subscription for someone that morning and they'll be none the wiser, and it's an excellent gift. They get a personalized recommendation, and you can do it on 3 different levels now. You can get just the recommendations, you can do paperbacks, you can do hardcovers. So there's kind of an option for every budget. And if you are worried about leaving someone off your list, just keep that in mind. You can get all the details at mytbr.co. That's mytbr.co.
Today's episode is brought to you by Thirsty by Jazz Hammonds. College student Blake and her girlfriend have one goal: join the exclusive sorority that promises connections to a network of trailblazing women of color. Now, Ella's acceptance is a sure thing. She's a daughter of a Serena Society alum, after all. Blake, on the other hand, lacks Ella's pedigree and her confidence. Luckily, though really unluckily, she finds courage at the bottom of a liquor bottle. When she drinks, she's bold and funny, and as pledging intensifies, so does Blake's drinking. Ella assures her that she's fine, partying hard is what it takes, but with her future on the line, Blake must decide how far she's willing to go to achieve glittering dreams of success. Now, just so you know, Jazz Hammonds is the 2023 winner of the Critics Scott King John Steptoe Award for New Talent for We Deserve Monuments, and We Deserve Monuments was an Amazon Best Books of the Year and Barnes & Noble Best Books of the Year for 2023, so suffice to say, y'all should check this new one out. Thanks again to Thirsty by Jazz Hammonds for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Penguin Team. In a world where the children of the gods inherit their powers, a descendant of the Greek Fates must solve a series of impossible murders to save her sisters, her soulmate, and her city. Descendants of the Fates are always born in threes. There's one to weave, one to draw, and one to cut the threads that connect people to the things they love and to life itself. And the Aura sisters are no exceptions. There is Io, the youngest, who uses her Fate-born abilities as a private investigator, but her latest job leads her to a horrific discovery. Somebody is abducting women and setting the resulting wraiths loose in the city to kill. Now, the second book in the series, Hearts That Cut, will be on sale June 18th, 2024. This is a must-read for all Greek mythology and fantasy fans. This is dripping with atmosphere, edged with danger. Threads That Bind weaves together a gorgeous dark tapestry of mystery, faded romance, and modern myth. You won't be able to put this one down, and that comes from Alexandra Bracken, New York Times bestselling author of Lore. So make sure to pick up Threads That Bind by Kitsa Hatsopoulou, and thanks again to Penguin Teen for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, so the first book I want to talk about is my favorite book I read this year. It is The Black Period by Hafeza Augustus Keeter. And this is a very difficult book to classify, to talk about, but it is such a beautiful read. So this year I was a judge for the nonfiction category of the Lambda Literary Awards, and that's what got me to pick this book up, and I'm so glad that I did. So the full title is The Black Period on Personhood, Race, and Origin. And have you ever read a book where you absolutely love it and you feel completely unqualified to talk about it? Because that's how I feel about The Black Period. I think this is such an incredible book that should really be remembered for many years to come. I think this would be an amazing book to study. I think this would be a great book club book. I would love to talk to other people about it, and I want more people to read it. But my problem is I don't know how to talk about it because it's smarter than me. It's brilliant. It's expansive. There are so many layers going on. First of all, this is a poet's memoir. And if you have read a poet's memoir before, you know that that is reason enough to pick it up. This is someone who knows how to use language, who uses words in a very deliberate, powerful way. And even the most inconsequential details are so beautifully written. As for what this is about, it is a memoir, but that also is a real simplification. It is something that really exemplifies the idea that the personal is political, because this is about her personal story, but she connects it to everything that came before it. So when she's talking about her disability, she connects that to her parents' health problems. And her parents' health problems, she connects to racism in the United States. And racism in the United States, she connects to the founding of the U.S. and how that has been a through line the entire time the U.S. has existed. And everything that she discusses, everything she talks about, she really traces back in that way. And as she does it, you see how it is absolutely necessary. There is no way to understand her story without understanding everything that came before it, without understanding her parents, without understanding the history of racism in the U.S. and also as it played out in colonialism in Africa across the continent. There is so much packed into this book. So it is a memoir, and you do really get a look at her life, but it's also art criticism. It's a collection of essays about Afrofuturist thought. It's about how the struggle of Indigenous people and Black people in the U.S. are connected. And it also has dozens and dozens of pieces of original artwork from her father, who is a well-respected artist in his own right. I think this book is so underread. It's won multiple awards, including from PEN America and the Lambda Literary. It is out in paperback now. Go read it. Go get your book club to read it. Get your students to read it. It's so brilliant. And that is The Black Period by Hafeeza Augustus Guitar. Another one of my favorite books that I read this year, I listened to as an audiobook, and that is Care of Letters, Connections, and Cures by Ivan Coyote. Ivan Coyote is one of my favorite authors. They are such a soothing storyteller. If you ever get a chance to see them in person, reading out their stories and performances, I highly recommend it. This book is a collection of letters. Basically, they have gotten a lot of letters, whether physical or emails or otherwise, from fans primarily throughout the years. And a lot of those they felt deserved more time and attention in the reply than they had at that moment. And in the early days of 2020, when they weren't able to travel, when a lot of their plans had to be canceled, they decided that that was the moment to reply to these letters. And this is definitely a COVID pandemic book. You really are reminded of what those early months of 2020 were like. But it's also timeless in a lot of ways, because Ivan Coyote's replies to these letters are so thoughtful, they're so generous, they're so compassionate, and they talk a lot about queer people, about transphobia, and about how to be kinder and more accepting, more empathetic to each other. It is such an incredible book, but especially as an audiobook, I just could listen to Ivan Coyote talk all day, every day. They have such a soothing voice and such a compassionate way of talking to people. It's just a very comforting read. It was one of those books where I was listening to the audiobook and I was thinking, man, I can't wait to reread this. So I definitely will be reading it again, listening to it again. And I recommend all of Ivan Coyote's books, but this is a new favorite for me, I think. And that is Care of by Ivan Coyote. So those are two of my favorite backlist books I've read this year. Thank you so much to our sponsor. Thank you to our audio editor, Caitlin Brame. And thank you for listening. For more recs or general bookishness, check out bookriot.com, and don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen, or just search Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. Remember, if you're a fan of All the Books and All the Backlist and you want to show us some love, please leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We sincerely appreciate it, and your reviews help other book lovers find us. If you want to find me, you can do that at lesbury.com for my sapphic book blog, or at Our Queer Shelves, my Book Riot newsletter. And in the meantime, happy reading.